is CBS Eye on the World with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, and we go to Fordham University's Center for Jewish Studies, Professor Magda Teter. And Magda has a story to tell that is quite wonderful about discovery, treasure discovery in the Bronx about Jewish history. Professor, a very good evening to you. You and your friend, your colleague, your student, Reina Stovall, have found magic in the Bronx. How so? What did you discover? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, having us. We're at Fordham University, a Jesuit Catholic University in the Bronx, and we're really excited to discover and make Jewish history part of the Catholic campus, but also part of the Bronx history here. So the Bronx has been an incredibly important place for Jews and Jewish history and American Jewish history, but it's a forgotten borough. So we have been collecting and discovering and now bringing to the public the treasures of the Jewish history of the Bronx through artifacts and photographs and material culture.
Malcolm?
There is a remarkable story that people don't know about the Bronx, that at one time it was half Jewish. I think in the 30s and even into the 40s, you had hundreds and hundreds of synagogues and Jewish institutions. People from the Lower East Side who could afford to get out moved to the Bronx. I think the extension of the subways helped. I mean, there's a remarkable understory to this. And now you're uncovering it and discovering that many of these places were abandoned. So are you collecting all the remnants from these synagogues, institutions, and communities, including the day-to-day life things, remembrances?
Yes, so I have a passion for teaching with historical artifacts, and we've been building a Judaica library and collection. And it occurred to me a few years ago that we are in the Bronx and we need Bronx Judaica. We need the artifacts of the Bronx Jewish community. So I happened to find a wonderful item, an invitation to a bar mitzvah in the Bronx. And that's how the collection started. So we now have a growing collection of ephemera, of personal papers, materials, and as well as some community items of, as you mentioned, so many synagogues that are now either abandoned or transformed into churches and other places. So Reina and I began to work on an exhibit, and Reina curated an exhibit about Jewish life in the Bronx.
We welcome Reina Stovall, a sophomore at Fordham University, an intern for the Center for Jewish Studies, curating the archives. Reina, good evening to you. This looks like a treasure hunt. What fun is it for you?
Thank you for having me. It's been absolutely incredible. I think there's something so unique and special about getting to touch, you know, items of history. It's been absolutely fascinating getting to see the little clues that we can put together to kind of construct a history of what the Jewish Bronx would have been like.
It lists in the story that I'm reading yearbooks of Jewish last names, bar mitzvah invitations, phone books full of Jewish-owned businesses. It immediately reminds me I'm back at high school. Do you find high school matters as well, Reina?
Yes, we have a specific collection that was donated to us. And in this little collection that we have yearbooks from this one couple and their photographs that they took at school, some of their autograph books from like their high school graduation, those types of things. And those have been really, really fun to look at.
Malcolm?
There were many famous people like the novelist E.L. Doctorow, and I know Stanley Kubrick, and many other people came from the Bronx. Many hundreds and hundreds of famous people, even Ralph Lauren. So are you able to get things that relate to them as well? Are you still collecting? Are you doing any kind of outreach? If people listening have stuff from the Bronx, how would they get it to you? Do you have enough room for it all?
Yes, we are collecting. We're just getting started. The center is very young. We're going to celebrate our 5th year anniversary this year. So we are collecting. And in fact, the article brought to us a number of people who discovered us through this article and have contacted us about their parents or grandparents or other kinds of records. So we're definitely interested in enriching that collection. And we're also excited because Fordham has had a center for Bronx African American history, and they collect oral histories about the African American community in the Bronx. And we're excited to join them and begin also oral histories project for documenting the life of Jews in the Bronx. We do not have anything yet from the persons you've mentioned, the famous, but who knows, maybe we will.
Professor, what's the biggest surprise you've come across so far?
I think the geography of it and the, as you mentioned, the awareness of how many Jews had lived in the Bronx until, you know, the mid-century, and how we have forgotten about how central the Bronx was to American Jewish history. But I particularly loved the ephemera, not necessarily the buildings and the monuments that are still standing on the streets of the Bronx, but the documents that document the everyday life, the way Jews live, the way they went to restaurants, the way they planned weddings, the way they organized their bar mitzvahs, as you mentioned, the way they went to schools. And I think that's the real beauty about the collection, gives the texture of Jewish life and the vibrancy of Jewish life in the Bronx.
Raina, what surprised you? Have you come across something you didn't expect to find?
I guess the most surprising thing for me that we've kind of discovered was the co-op movement, especially toward the beginning when Jews were moving out of the Lower East Side up to the Bronx, how they formed co-ops and kind of how they congregated into these co-ops based on belief, and how the students who lived in the co-ops kind of created their own little communities. I think that's been probably the most surprising and fun thing for me.
Malcolm?
Very quickly, I wanted to first note that Professor Teeter is not Jewish, but your interest is really remarkable. I'm very grateful for you for saving this part of the history of New York Jewry. But I want to ask Raina, do you think young people your age will find this of interest, Jews and non-Jews, and new residents of the Bronx, to learn about the history and what the community was really like?
I think so. I think for my generation, it's up to us to kind of start to learn about the history of the generations past, so that when it's our turn to shape what we want the future to be like, we have a better understanding of the things that went well and went wrong in the past, so that we can kind of build on them and make sure that we don't repeat the same mistakes. And so I think it's really important for people of my generation, and even those, you know, older, to look into these types of things. And I think it's so special. It's such a snapshot of a piece in time.
Is there a website that people can confer on now, a professor?
So we are building a website specifically devoted to the Bronx History Project, Bronx Jewish History Project. This really is a very new initiative, and we're really excited to launch it sometime in the spring, where we will have an event with Raina and a student who had been involved in the oral history project. So stay tuned. It will come. But I think what the point that Raina mentioned, I think it's important to study this and right. to bring this to public attention as part of the shared Jewish experience and the shared history of Jews, non-Jews, everywhere. And the Bronx is just a capsule of that, an example of that for American Jewish history. But my own expertise is more deeper in Jewish history centuries ago. And that certainly is also true, the sort of shared experience, shared history. And that's the only way we can also shape the future, a shared future.
Professor Magda Teeter, co-director of the Fordham University Center for Jewish Studies, and Raina Stovall helping her with the collection. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.